Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldhar and today Mesechus Makos Daf Yud Beis, the second parak Eilhena Goin. The Zikhu Mesechus program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rav said that Yod made two mistakes when he fled to the Mishkan and Shiloh and grabbed the horns of the Mizbeach. Number one, Tashayno Koed El Gago. He erred in that only the Mizbeach's roof protects by standing on it, Vu Tafas Bakarno Sub, but he grabbed its horns. Number two, he also erred because only the Mizbeach in the base of Migdash offers refuge, and he grabbed the Mizbeach in the Mishkan and Shiloh. Abai said he made a third mistake. Sheino Koed El Kohen Vavoda Biyado. It only protects a Kohen performing the Avoda, and Yoav was a non-Kohen. Reish Lakish said that in the future, the Saro Shel Romi, the heavenly minister of Rome, will make three mistakes about refuge when he flees to Batsra. As the Pasuk says, Mize ba me'edom chamus bugadim me'batsra. Who is this who comes from Edom, garments stained from Batsra? Number one, only the city of Betzer protects, and he went to Batsra. Number two, at near Miklat only protects one who kills Beshogeg, and he killed Bemezid. And number three, it only protects people, and he's a Moloch. Point number two, Abrais elaborates on a malchokas from the Mishnah on the previous daf about killing a rotzeach who left the Ir Miklat. The pasuk says, V'ratzach go ha'adam etz rotzeach, and the redeemer of blood will kill the killer. Yossi Galili says, since the pasuk does not say im ratzach, if he kills, but v'ratzach, and he will kill, we darshan mitzvah b'yad go ha'adam. It's a mitzvah for the go ha'adam to kill him. If there is no goel adam, reshus b'yad ko adam, it's permitted for any other person to kill him. Rav Akiva says that since the pasuk does not say yirtzach, he shall kill, which is a directive, it is only permitted for the goel adam to kill him, but ko adam chayavin lav, and any other person is liable to the death penalty for killing him. Rav said the goel adam is executed if he killed the rotzeach, and the Gemara explains he follows a third opinion who darshans that the goel adam cannot kill the rotzeach for leaving the Ir Miklat until he is first brought to Beis Din. Tanaim disagree if a rotzeach who mistakenly left the Ir Miklat may be killed. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if a tree is inside the tchum of the Ir Miklat and its branches are outside, or the reverse, hakol holach achra nof, everything follows the branches regarding whether the goel adam can kill him. The Gemara proceeds to present a machlokas about a tree which is partially outside Yerushalayim regarding Maaseh Sheni. One Tana holds each part follows its actual location, and Rav Yehuda holds to follow the branches. The Gemara says our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, but objects that Rav Yehuda only said this regarding Maaser and Chumrah as a stringency, because Maaser outside Yerushalayim cannot be eaten, and Maaser inside Yerushalayim cannot be redeemed. And similarly, regarding Ir Miklat, he would follow the branches inside the city to prohibit killing the Rotzeach on the trunk outside, but in the reverse case, he would not allow killing the Rotzeach on the trunk inside. Rav answers that where the Rotzeach is on the branches outside the Tchum, Rav Yehuda would not allow the Goel Adam to climb up the trunk inside the Tchum to reach him. Rav Ashi says that Rav Yehuda only meant Achra Nov Af, we even follow the branches when they are inside and represents a stringency, but not when they are outside. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav said that Yov made two mistakes when he fled to the Mishkan in Shiloh and grabbed the horns of the Mizbeach. Number one, Tashayno Koed El Gago. He erred in that only the Mizbeach's roof protects by standing on it, Vu Tafas Bakarno Sub, but he grabbed its horns. Number two, he also erred because only the Mizbeach in the base of Migdash offers refuge, and he grabbed the Mizbeach in the Mishkan in Shiloh. Abai said he made a third mistake. Sheino Koed El Kohen Vavoda Biyado. It only protects a Kohen performing the Avoda, and Yoav was a non-Kohen. Reish Lakish said that in the future, the Saro Shel Romi, the heavenly minister of Rome, will make three mistakes about refuge when he flees to Batsra. As the Pasuk says, Mize ba me'edom chamus bugadim me'batsra. Who is this who comes from Edom, garments stained from Batsra? Number one, only the city of Betzer protects, and he went to Batsra. Number two, at near Miklat only protects one who kills Beshogeg, and he killed Bemezid. And number three, it only protects people, and he's a Moloch. Point number two, Abrais elaborates on a malchokas from the Mishnah on the previous daf about killing a rotzeach who left the Ir Miklat. The pasuk says, V'ratzach go ha'adam etz rotzeach, and the redeemer of blood will kill the killer. Yossi Galili says, since the pasuk does not say im ratzach, if he kills, but v'ratzach, and he will kill, we darshan mitzvah b'yad go ha'adam. It's a mitzvah for the go ha'adam to kill him. If there is no goel adam, reshus b'yad ko adam, it's permitted for any other person to kill him. Rav Akiva says that since the pasuk does not say yirtzach, he shall kill, which is a directive, it is only permitted for the goel adam to kill him, but ko adam chayavin lav, and any other person is liable to the death penalty for killing him. Rav said the goel adam is executed if he killed the rotzeach, and the Gemara explains he follows a third opinion who darshans that the goel adam cannot kill the rotzeach for leaving the Ir Miklat until he is first brought to Beis Din. Tanaim disagree if a rotzeach who mistakenly left off the Ir Mikvot may be killed. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if a tree is inside the tchum of the Ir Mikvot and its branches are outside, or the reverse, hakol holach achar hanof, everything follows the branches regarding whether the goel hadam can kill him. The Gemara proceeds to present a machlokas about a tree which is partially outside Yerushalayim regarding Maaseh Sheni. One Tana holds each part follows its actual location, and Rav Yehuda holds to follow the branches. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, but objects that Rav Yehuda only said this regarding Maaseh and Ochumra as a stringency, because Maaseh outside Yerushalayim cannot be eaten, and Maaseh inside Yerushalayim cannot be redeemed. And similarly, regarding Ir Mikvot, he would follow the branches inside the city to prohibit killing the Rotzeach on the trunk outside, but in the reverse case, he would not allow killing the Rotzeach on the trunk inside. Rav answers that where the Rotzeach is on the branches outside the Tchum, Rav Yehuda would not allow the Goel Hadam to climb up the trunk inside the Tchum to reach him. Rav Ashi says that Rav Yehuda only meant Achar Nov Af, we even follow the branches when they are inside and represents a stringency, but not when they are outside. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. While three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Mikvot game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or reshus to kill a brother who had left the area designated as an Ir Mikvot. When the oldest brother pointed out that that brother was safe since he was standing under a tree whose branches extended into the city. Once again, it's a motion. Well, three of the 12 brothers. 12 brothers? That must be Ron Duff. Yud Beis. Well, three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Mikvot game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rav said that Yo made two mistakes when he fled to the Mishkan on Shiloh and grabbed the horns of the Mizbeach. Number one, Tashe Enokolet El Gago. He erred in that only the Mizbeach's roof protects by standing on it, but he grabbed its horns. Number two, he also erred because only the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash offers refuge, and he grabbed the Mizbeach in the Mishkan on Shiloh. Abai said he made a third mistake. It only protects a Kohen performing the Avoda, and Yoav was a non-Kohen. So while three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Mikvot game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or reshus to kill a brother who had left the area designated as an Ir Mikvot, which reminds us, Gemara brings three opinions regarding killing a Rotzeach who left the Ir Mikvot, whether it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him, or simply a reshus, and whether others are permitted to kill him. So, while three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Mikvot game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or a reshus to kill a brother who left the area designated as an Ir Mikvot. When the oldest brother pointed out that that brother was safe since he was standing under a tree whose branches extended into the city, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a tree is inside the tchum of the Ir Mikvot and its branches are outside, or the reverse, hakol holech achar hanof, everything follows the branches regarding whether the Goel Hadam can kill him. So once again, while three of the 12 brothers playing the Ir Mikvot game were trying to pull away one who was grabbing onto the horns of a model Mizbeach, others were debating whether it was a mitzvah or a shus to kill a brother who had left the area designated as an Ir Mikvot. When the oldest brother pointed out that that brother was safe since he was standing under a tree whose branches extended into the city. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Dav Ches. So the Simran Dav Ches is Chala. So here goes. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale Chala. Chala? That must be more Dav Ches. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale Chala that his son brought to the table, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Abba Shul says, Machat Tavis Eitzim Rishus Af Kol Rishus. Just as the Torah's example of chopping wood is voluntary, so too all acts must be voluntary to incur galus. Yatza Av Makas Beno Ba Rabba Rodis Talmido V'Shaliach Beistin. This excludes a father striking his son, a Rebbe disciplining a student, and a Shaliach Beistin administering Malkus, and the victim died. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Galus, which reminds us, Gemara discusses his son going to Galus for striking his father. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Galus, together with an Eved Kanani who killed his master Bishogeg when he dropped a bag of flour on his head, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Hakol, everyone is exiled for killing a Yisrael. This comes to include an Eved Kanani and a Kusi. As the Braisa teaches, Eved Vekusi go of a loka al day Yisrael, a slave or a Kusi is exiled and receives Malkus for what he does to a Yisrael, Yisrael go of a loka al day Kusi via Eved, and a Yisrael is exiled and receives Malkus for what he does to a slave or a Kusi. This Tana holds Kusim were legal converts. Daf Tes, so the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The Ger Tosha of serving tea, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. The Ger Tosha of serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gullus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught in the previous Daf that all are exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is exiled for killing them, except for a Ger Tosha, a non-Jew committed to keep the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. This implies that a Ger Toshav is not exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is not exiled for killing a Ger Toshav, and he's equal to an idolater regarding Gullus. This is contradicted by the Mishnah's next clause that a Ger Toshav is exiled for killing a Ger Toshav. Rav Kahana distinguishes between whom a Ger Toshav kills. If he killed another Ger Toshav, he's exiled, but if he killed a Yisrael, he's not exiled because Gullus is insufficient to achieve atonement for his killing a Yisrael. So the Ger Toshav serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gullus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav thinking it was mutter, which reminds us, our Bryce implies that a Ger Toshav is killed for mistakenly killing another Ger Toshav, and Rav explains the case is Ba'omer mutter, where he thinks it's permitted to kill and intentionally murdered. Such an error is not atoned with exile, so he's executed. Abaya asked, Omer mutter anusu, one who thinks murder is permitted is faultless since he's unaware of the prohibition and should not be executed. Rabbi responded, Shani Omer, Omer Mutter Karbel Mezidhu. For I say, on the contrary, thinking murder is permitted is close to sinning intentionally for his negligence in not having learned the prohibition. So, the Ger Toshav serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gullus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav, thinking it was mutter, leaving the owner of the rest stop scrambling for a new employee to serve tea to all those on the road to one of the six. Ari Mikla, which reminds that we learned that there are six Ari Mikla, three in Eretz Yisrael and three in Eivrei Yarden. The Gemara wonders why Eivrei Yarden had the same number of Ari Mikla as Eretz Yisrael when it only comprised 2.5 Shvatim. Abai answered that Rotzchim, murderers, were relatively common in Gilad in Eivrei Yarden, so more Ari Mikla were necessary. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The Talmud, who was heading to Gullus together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden, That must be on Daf Yud. The Talmud, who is heading to Gullus together with his Rebbe, which reminds us, the Pasuk says regarding one fleeing to the Ari Miklat, the Chai and Live teaching Avi Lemidit to Tehavi Lechiyusa, provide from that will enable him to live. Another Braisa states, Talmud Shagala Maglin Rabbi Imo. If a Talmud is exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him, since an Ir Miklat must provide him with life. So the Talmud, who was heading to Gullus together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah, when a soldier announced they won the war, which reminds us, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said that the Pasuk, Omdos hayu raglenu b'sharayich Yerushalayim, our feet were standing in your gates, Yerushalayim, means, mi garm l'raglenu sh'yamdu b'malchama, what caused our feet to stand successfully in war? Shar Yerushalayim sh'yu oskin b'torah, the gates of Yerushalayim, where they were involved in learning Torah. So the Talmud, who's heading to Gullus together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah, when a soldier announced they won the war, to the chagrin of a non-Jewish Navi nearby, who was hitting his donkey for crushing his leg, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that from the Torah, Nevim and Ksuvim, it can be proven, B'derek she'adam rotzei leilech, in the path that a person wants to go, ba, molichin oso, in that path, they lead him. In the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, "Lo teilech imahem," do not go with him to curse Klal Yisrael. But after Bilam showed he wanted to go with him, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kum lech itam, arise, go with them." Daf Yud Aleph. So the Simmer Daf Yud Aleph is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The mother of the Kohen Gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets, star, that must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. The mother of the Kohen Gadol who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who killed B'shogeg returns home when the Kohen Gadol dies, whether a Meshuch B'Shemen HaMishcha, a Meruba Bagadim, or one who left his role of a Kohen Gadol, meaning a temporary replacement. Review says, even the death of the Meshuch Mochama, the Kohen Gadol anointed for battle, returns the killer. Therefore, the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim would provide food and clothing to the exiles, so they shouldn't daven that their son should die. In another version, the Mishnah says the mothers provided for the exiles so they should daven their sons should not die, implying that without their prayers, the Kohanim Gadolim would die. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol, who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Mikvot, so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the Chochem, whose claw was extremely dangerous, which reminds us, Rav said, Kilas Chochem afilo bechinam hiba, the curse of a sage, even undeserved, will come to pass. This is derived from Achitofel and the incident when David was digging the foundations of the base of Migdash and the waters from the deep began to rise and threaten the world. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol, who brought food in star-themed baskets to the men in Ari Miklat, so they should not daven for her son to die, especially the Chacham, whose claw was extremely dangerous, was devastated when her son, the Kohen Gadol, fell off a ladder and killed some b'shogeg and was sentenced to life in Galus, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishnigmar dino meis Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol dies after the killer's verdict was completed, arzei negola, he's not exiled at all because the Kohen Gadol's death prevents his exile. If the Kohen Gadol died and another was appointed before sentencing, his exile would end when the second Kohen Gadol dies. If he was sentenced when there was no Kohen Gadol, or one who mistakenly kills a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol who kills Iniyos Misham Olam, he doesn't leave the Ir Mikot ever since there was no Kohen Gadol at the time. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which stuff you learn about the pasuk that teaches that it was the learning of Torah in the gates of Yerushalayim that caused Klal Yisrael to win the war? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you have three opinions regarding killing a rotzeach who left the Ir Miklat? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you discuss a son going to Galus for striking his father? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case that the Kohen Gadol dies before or after the killer's Gemar din? That's on Daf. Yudav. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is with an Edus Miuchedus where Edim watch from different windows? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss when a Ger Toshav is exiled? That's on Daf. Tes. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you discuss following the branches of a tree, which is partially outside of the Ir Mikot's boundaries, to determine if the Rotzech can be killed? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you learn? One who kills b'shogeg while engaged in a mitzvah does not go to Galus. For example, a father hitting a son. That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you learn about Yoav's mistake in terms of thinking he could protect himself by grabbing the horns of the Mizbeach? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number ten. Which stuff do you learn the curse of a chacham, even undeserved, will come to pass? That's on Daf. Yadav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.